years, over 1,000 years, so become very Chinese now. And so four strings with all the bamboo frets.
Yes.
Much more than old days. 19th century, we only have a few, frets, but now we have like 20 something, much more frets, so we can play a lot of different pieces. I use kind of plastic fingernails on the right hand to pluck. That's also kind of a modern way to play the instrument because we changed the strings from silk, nylon, and now to the steel strings. Much louder.
Yes.
Much louder than, yeah. So the right hand is very much like any string instrument, like a guitar, just put on, between the frets.
Now, it's a beautiful instrument, and we are streaming live on Facebook. So if you're near a computer, get on your computer and check us out on Facebook, and you can see this. It's beautiful. And at the very top, there's a beautiful carving.
Yeah, that's also kind of a beautiful decoration and kind of like key part, main part of the instrument. And my this one in particular is dragon head, carved by kind of material, bone, sort of animal bone material. But usually we have like a beautiful flower or Chinese character. Doesn't help the sound, but looks beautiful.
Now, you have a video where you're describing the pipa as well, and you talk about bending notes and sliding.
Yeah, so the technique of both hands is very different than the guitar, but sometimes some parts are very much similar. For the right hand, the most difficult part is tremolo, we call. So five fingers on the roll, so like that. And goes faster. And I can play melody. So the left hand, you see, you hear the bending notes. So that's very typical Chinese music. A lot of bending notes because of the tune. It's very different. So we up and down, so that's.
That's wonderful. Well, why don't we get started with some music? The first piece, you said first piece is called Flute and Drum Music?
Yeah, it's first piece is called Flute and Drum Music at the Sunset. That music, traditionally Chinese music always have beautiful titles, kind of give you the suggestion of what do you listen to, what do you imagine, kind of like a poetry, beautiful, like painting. This piece is first notated down in 19th century. Before that, pipa music, it's all oral tradition, like many other tradition. There's no notation, no score. So later in 19th century, a pipa master decided to write down what he played. So right now, the modern days, we're all based on that score, that pipa notation, and a lot of improvisation between. So here is flute and drum music at sunset.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's very evocative music. I found myself imagining, envisioning sunsets. What do you think of visual things when you're playing?
Yes, actually, you see the little, like a little section. You always finish at the, every time finish at this note. So there's little titles, like, you know, moon over the mountain, you know, there's fisherman's song, you know, give also have a little title there. So I kind of imagine when I play.
So there's titles on the music itself?
On the music, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was imagining a flock of birds at the very end.
Definitely you hear, you know, the water.
Yes. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
When did you start playing this?
When I was 9 years old, I started playing instrument. And yeah, it's been decades.
And then you went to the conservatory in Beijing at 13.
Yes. And well, you know, Chinese parents. I'm just always joking. People always asking me like, why you pick up this instrument and not piano or not other? You know, Chinese a lot of play piano. But well, first of all, this is a very popular instrument in China as a traditional instrument, and also my parents actually they picked up for me. They introduced this instrument. So I always joke, they're like tiger parents.
Do they play?
They don't. My father is artist, my mom's teacher, but they both musical lover. So they really, especially traditional music. So they do, I mean, I remember they are like a tiger. Very demanding, but that's, hey, I'm here. Did I am.
Did you enjoy playing it when you were a child?
You know, when I was 9 years old, the third grade, you know, I have to sit down, play, practice. I hate it. I really hate it. But somehow, when I can play little piece and slowly getting into. So when I 12, I really totally enjoyed. I really like the instrument. Yeah.
And what brought you to the United States?
I came to United States 1990. I would say, that time, you know, Chinese government decided to open the door to the West, early 80s. So that time, a lot of Western music influenced to China, especially classical music, you know, Boston Symphony, Seiji Ozawa, Isaac Stern. They all visited my school in Beijing. Yeah, they give master class. I was, you know, high school, middle school student sitting in the audience, and I remember. I think a turning point for me to decide it. Okay, I want to go to outside of China to looking for something. And it was Isaac Stern mentioned on the stage. Asked the young kids, said, why you want to be a musician? That question hit me.
And what did you think?
I asking myself why I want to play the music, the instrument. Why I want to be a musician? Why this old guy will ask that question? You know, like this American guy ask that question, what that mean? And I said, well, I want to find out. I want to go to America to see if I play this traditional instrument, if I could survive being a musician. And what did that mean, freelance musician? I never heard that word. I wanted to see.
And what
I wanted
happened?
To be. And what happened? I'm here. I'm a freelance musician.
Very successful freelance musician. So the next piece you'll play for us, I understand, is called White Snow in Spring.
Yeah. This is Philadelphia weather. This is also a traditional tune, also 19th century notated down. But this piece I actually, we're going to play on a concert.
Oh, in the concert with the chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
Great.
So this is slightly different than the other one you heard, the flute, drum flute. This is more upbeats, fast, like a very festival, you know, during holidays, we usually New Year, we play. This kind of music. So it sounded like a little like a banjo to me.
Hmm.
You will find out.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Made me feel like getting up and dancing. If you're just joining us, we are live in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Susan Lewis, and I'm here with Wu Mun, a pipa player, and this is great music.
Thank you.
You are a founding member of the Silk Road Ensemble, and you were featured in the 2017 Grammy-winning recording, Sing Me Home, as both a performer and a composer, and you're also in the documentary, mm-hmm. Music of Strangers, which is a wonderful documentary.
Thank you.
How did you become involved with Silk Road Ensemble?
Oh, wow. It's been almost 20 years since the Silk Road started. You know, music, if you have the same idea, you know, have the same passion, you always will find out, you know, people surrounding you, they're similar. So I think that this group, it's exactly like that, because we all have same goal. We want to do same thing and to learn from each other, different culture. And from the movie you already see, it's not about really about music, musician rehearsal. It's really about culture, about human being. So
the idea of Silk Road was to bring together musicians of all different cultures with instruments that were familiar to their cultures and learn to play together.
Yeah, we share together. Well, to me, you know, people always, in the film, I also see that people say, oh, you're from East, you know, this is West. I always joking, like, what do you mean East, West? This is a globe, right? Yeah. There's nothing East, West. Everything is around. So although we was born in different land, that particular land, but on the globe, on the earth, so we probably speak a different language, but same, we are very, very same. We are same. So I think we wanted to share what we have, what I grew up with, this kind of music or this instrument. But we learn each other, we play together, and to share with the listener, with the audience, with the world.
And I understand you were just up in Boston playing a concert with Silk Road.
Yeah, last night, actually. Yeah.
What has this experience meant to you to meet and become friends with people all over the world with and play together with different instruments?
A great life experience, I think, to me. I always say, after those 20 years, I, from a young student as a musician, you know, probably played the instrument well, but grow up, become a more mature human being and a musician. I think that's the experience from that, with the Silk Road, with the many other musicians. It's kind of like my life, very gift, give to me,
right.
Yeah.
And you also collaborate with other musicians. You've had a lot of pieces written for you, which we'll talk about in a minute. The next piece of music you'll play for us.
Oh, yeah, I will want to take you to, again, to the quiet little, you know, bright moon. It's also another traditional piece. Little Bright Moon also, the tune is from my hometown area. So you were asking me, like, what do you mean traditional? I said, it means nobody composed. There's no composer. It's just people know from generation by generation, many, many years. And from local people, just we're from teacher telling us, singing that tune and just passed it down.
Are these traditional tunes now written down, though?
Now it's written down. Everything is written down now. Yeah. Again, this piece. It's what we call lyrical style. Which is soft, slow, and a lot of bending notes on the left hand. The piece you just heard white snow in spring, very much like this.
Yes,
and,
very lively.
Yeah, lively, like flamingo guitar, a lot of things going on there on the right hand. But this one is, again, go back to the left hand, the details, you listen to the detail of the notes between notes. You hear the vibratos, you hear the bending notes, how the musician, how the player treating each notes when you listen to that. So a lot of detail, and you just close your eyes and, you know, drink a coffee or tea and just enjoy. So here is Little Bright Moon.
I know. You need a moment of silence. It's very meditative.
Yes. Yes. So I meditate myself every day.
Yeah. That's great. Well, if you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Susan Lewis with Wu Man, who is playing the pipa for us. Now, Wu Man, you're here in Philadelphia because you're playing with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, and you're playing a work that was written for you.
Yeah, and this is my first time playing with the Chamber Orchestra. I'm very excited. The piece actually, again, special, very special to me by later American composer Lou Harrison, was premiered in 1997.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
1997, that's over 20 years ago.
Yes. And was commissioned by German group Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra for Lincoln Center, New York Lincoln Center, because that was Lou Harrison's anniversary concert. And they asked Lou Harrison to write a piece for pipa. And he said, yes. I was very surprised. I said, this is very, this is not familiar instrument,
yes.
Right? And he just willing take it. He said, yes. Early years, he studied the Chinese music, so kind of bring back his memory. And I'm very, very happy and to meet this, he wrote it for me. And I've been playing, I don't know, how many times, many, many times.
Did you work on it with him?
Yeah. The story was, you know, that time there's no email even.
Right.
We have a computer, but no email, no cell phone. So Lou called me and said, well, I wrote this scale and I will fax you, see if that works. So he faxed me the okay. That's the kind of the tune, first scale tune. And I said, this is great. This is so different than any Chinese music. I wanted to play. I wanted to hear more. So, and he wrote Pipa with a string orchestra.
Wow. And you had come to America in 1990. So this was only 7 years after you had come.
Yeah.
What were you doing at the time? You were freelancing.
Yes, I freelanced.
But I guess you were becoming known.
Yeah, that time I worked with many, many composers. People ask me, I always say yes. I play it, I do it. I just wanted to keep, first of all, keep the instrument alive, keep myself alive. And I want to keep, I really want to involve it. Music scene in the States, you know, like I don't want to be left out. People always think, oh, you're world music. I don't want that attitude. I really want, okay, I'm part of you. I'm a musician too. You know, I want to play. I can't play with a different instrument. So that's why I work very hard.
Now, when you're playing with an orchestra, how is there a problem of balance with the pipa?
Balance always, like, you know, you play with the guitar,
right?
Orchestra always, you know, we have used amplification. So same thing as a pipa too. But although the color of guitar and the pipa sounded very differently. So when Lou Harrison write this piece, he actually leave a lot of space for me to create it more sound like a pipa. You know, he basically poured out all the notes. Every notes, but I will decide it, okay, if I do tremolo,
yes,
or if I bend in the notes, that's, he all give to me the freedom.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear that, right?
No, I can't wait to hear that. And you're also going to be performing a piece that you wrote yourself.
Yes.
The
White Snow in Spring.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
The traditional. I want the audience to hear what's the traditional sound
right.
like, and then what's the American composer write
right.
with the strings sound.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I understand the last piece you're performing for us is a piece that you wrote.
Yes.
Called Leaves Flying in Autumn. You're covering all the seasons here.
I know. Winter, summer, autumn, yeah. Yeah, I took that, the traditional, you know, use titles. But this piece, it's a traditional material. You can hear a lot of a traditional tune, but I kind of twist it more like exciting, exciting upbeat piece, and more my right hand technique, and just wanna see the different color of the instrument could do, the potential of the instrument.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna play a rock and roll piece, Leaves Fly in Autumn.
Great.
Thank
wow.
you.
That was really rocking.
It's too early.
It's exciting the way you are both keeping the tradition of the pipa alive and keeping the traditional music in our consciousness, but also incorporating the pipa into other kinds of music, as you said.
Yeah, I'm trying. I just enjoy the play.
So what are you excited about coming up? I know you're playing with the Chamber Orchestra on Sunday and Monday. That's Sunday and Monday, Sunday the 9th at 2:30 p.m. and Monday the 10th at 7:30 p.m. That's exciting.
It's very exciting, yeah. And then Tuesday, after the concert, actually I'm flying back to China.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to teach conservatory in China. So also exciting because a lot of demanding from China for the younger generation, for the younger pipa player, student. And I really want to share my experience with them and to hopefully will be more younger generation to understand about music, to understand the coach sharing, you know.
Do you see the pipa gaining in popularity in America?
Yes. A lot of schools, universities, they have a Chinese ensemble. A lot of students play pipa, play traditional instrument, play mm-hmm. Chinese instrument. A lot of guitarists. Actually very interested in this instrument.
Well, there's a lot of overlap.
Yes, you know, it's all from same family. It's all
right.
Plucking strings.
Right.
But also I think in general audience is not like used to be very, this is not strange anymore, the instrument. Getting familiar, like orchestra, like chamber orchestra will invite me to play with them. That's also, telling you, and part of the music community. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's very exciting, and
Thank
we're
you.
So happy that you took time out of your schedule to come and play in the WRTI Performance Studio and share this great music.
Thank you very much, Susan.
And good luck with your concerts.
Yes,
Chamber Orchestra. Again, if you've been listening, Wu Man will be playing with the Chamber Orchestra on Sunday at the Kimmel Center at 2:30 p.m. and on Monday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank
Come
you.
Back. And back to you, Kevin. Support for WRTI.